This is New England Public Radio News. This year's Asian Moon Festival occurs next Monday. Commentator and children's book author Grace Lin loves the festival for its simplicity. Still, for her, celebrating it is not without complications.
The Lunar New Year, with its myriad of superstitions, can stress an American-born Asian like me. Oh no, I washed my hair on New Year's. I've just washed away all my good luck. I let my kid go to sleep on time. There goes my long life. The Moon Festival, on the other hand, is a lot simpler. In the company of the full moon, round lanterns are lit, echoing its soft glow. Friends and family gather and share ancient stories of the Moon Lady and the Jade Rabbit. Golden, intricately molded mooncakes are divided and eaten. It's a quiet holiday, one of unpretentious togetherness. But no matter what, culture is complicated. As each year passes, I find the holiday that was supposed to be less anxiety-filled has become more worrying. It started a few years ago when my then 3-year-old daughter tired of the ancient Chinese moon stories. "Aren't there any others?" she asked. And me, being who I am, obliged by making up new ones. Some were closer to the moon theme, but others, by her request, included very non-traditional elements, such as magic chocolate chips, which quickly opened the door for more changes. "Hey, since it might be cold," my husband said to me before last year's moon festival, "we should light a little campfire." "Okay," I said. "And then we can roast some marshmallows too," he said. "Marshmallows aren't very Chinese," I replied. "You said we eat round, light-colored stuff for the moon festival," he countered. "What's rounder and whiter than a marshmallow?" I reluctantly agreed. "Great," he said. "I'll get stuff for s'mores too." It's these kind of additions that make me slightly cringe when I think about our observance of the Moon Festival. I worry that my Asian friends might find these non-traditional embellishments offensive and that my non-Asian friends might actually think light-up rings are part of the tradition. But I remind myself that my family, just like everyone else's, is full of idiosyncrasies, and these can be allowed to show. Because even in the presence of glow-in-the-dark squishy toys, the timeless tenets of the Moon Festival, gratitude, family, and love remain.
Author and illustrator Grace Lin lives in Florence, Massachusetts. Her newest picture book, A Big Mooncake for Little Star, was inspired by one of the stories she told her daughter about the Moon Festival. This is New England Public Radio.